Describe for me in layman's terms, in as simple terms as you can, what lean is, in terms of well, business or hospital. I understand it was a business practice from the Toyota Corporation. Efficiency was the idea, but maybe you can describe how that translates to a hospital.
Well, first of all, I'd like to, as respectfully as possible, kind of redirect you from efficiency.
Sure.
I see efficiency as a byproduct of lean, but the intent of this process and what it really does, it's a strong customer focus. It focuses on identifying value from the point of view of the customer and then removing all the barriers that we can that get in the way of producing that value. So as a result, one of the things that we often get is efficiency, but the primary driver is to satisfy the customer, meet and exceed their expectations in terms of the quality and the service and the experience.
Now let's talk a little bit about what you've seen from the end of the customer. Like, what have you heard much about that? I mean, has been instituted where you work, and have you heard from patients and what their thoughts are? Have they noticed?
Well, a lot of the projects that I've worked on have actually looked at, finding that waste kind of almost behind the scenes with either supply chain or, with just the systems, that are kind of behind the scenes providing the customers, with the care that they receive. So I haven't actually spoken to any customers, like patients in the form of patients' customers, but definitely from other departments being internal customers to the process. They have definitely seen some improvements just in the amount of time that it takes them to be able to deliver, the product that other departments within the hospital need. So definitely internal customers, they definitely see a difference.
So is a focus on time or getting things done faster, more quality? I mean, you talked about quality as well. Is time kind of the focus here, or eliminating waste, wasted time?
Wasted time is certainly one of the targets. In healthcare, we have waiting rooms, so we've institutionalized waiting. We just expect it to happen, and that's one of the focal points. And today, in other organizations or other healthcare organizations around the U.S., we're now seeing buildings come up where they're designed to avoid the waiting rooms. Reducing wait obviously means then, or hopefully would mean that we have a faster process. We're cutting some of the time out. By studying the process of how we create value, one of the early targets is time. How do we cut out this waste? Another one is really looking at where do we have to redo our work? How can we ensure that we do it right the first time? We're only adding value the first time we do something right.
What are the actual little changes that we're talking about here,
Sure.
for an example?
So, in order to answer that question, let me just give you one of the tools that we often work with is something called the seven wastes. So, what are the things that get in our way? What are the wasteful things that we do? In other words, we define waste as something that requires an effort but doesn't add value to the customer or the patient in this case. So some of the things we look like are we ourselves as the workforce moving around in excess? One of the most common one in healthcare is nurses and MAs have to go on what we call hunting and gathering missions just to find the supplies and equipment to do the job. Transportation, are we moving people or stuff around in excess? Is there an overprocessing? Are we doing more than we really have to do? Are we producing more of something than we need at that moment? A common example being forms in healthcare. So what we do is often we teach these concepts and sort of empower the workforce to identify the waste in their own process, and we teach essentially a problem-solving process based on the scientific method of what's your theory of what's going on here? What's your hypothesis of how can we make a change? What can you commit to doing to affect that change? And how will you know whether you're successful? In other words, what will you measure and when will we get back together to determine if we had an effect? So we try not to make a lot of recommendations.